There's nothing like watching the sunrise from the state capitol. I can say that because I've done it before.
With a beard.
Yes. It wasn't quite that late last night, but the Arizona House worked well into the evening to approve a new state budget. That after six GOP lawmakers had declared talks on the plan at an impasse just the day before. Joining us out on the ledge this afternoon, we welcome Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services to help us sort out what happened and what happens next. Hi, Howie.
Good morning, good afternoon. What time is it?
Yeah,
I can't stand these all-nighters.
You've been up a long time now. So what ultimately broke the impasse?
Well, it kind of came down to getting a little bit of money and a kiss and a promise. The money is about $54 million. About $33 million of that has to do with charter schools and funding, and we can talk about that in a minute. What they also got is some nickels and dimes here and there. For example, $2.5 million for a U of A vet school, $900,000 to help for private prison costs. And then they got a verbal commitment, or actually a written commitment, if you will, that while we're not adding any more money beyond the Senate plan to Child Protective Services, or really the new Department of Child Safety and Family Services, we promised to look at it again. And that seemed to satisfy a lot of the lawmakers. I mean, their belief was, if you're going to fix CPS, you can't do it with just the money you've got. And the Senate came up with a little extra money, but nowhere near what the governor wanted. I mean, we're talking, you know, $7, $8 million difference there, and that has a lot of staff. The argument by Senate President Andy Biggs had been, well, we're still studying it, and so we'll do something. Well, that promise wasn't enough, so the language in the Kate Brophy McGee amendment says we've got this commitment to, quote, re-examine this budget. That seems to satisfy enough House members. Most of the six jumped back on board. Ethan Orr did not. There's some political reasons for that, but that broke the logjam. I mean, they needed 31, and they end up with 33.
Howie, some Democrats, Katie Hobbs in particular, were critical of this deal and even said, wow, why did you waste our time when you really didn't get much? Does it seem like they didn't get much considering the press conference they held, this big deal, and then 24 hours later, things advanced?
Well, you're assuming there was a lot to get.
I'm always assuming
becomes,
that.
Howie. Well, the problem becomes, whose revenue figures do you accept? The governor has obviously much more generous revenue figures. I think the Democrats would have rather had her budget. Heck, the Democrats would have rather added another $1 billion onto it based on their idea that we can balance the budget with some revenue enhancements and closing tax loopholes. But given the revenue figures that the legislature accepted, there was only so much you could do. And so you had to decide what you're willing to do and how much you're willing to hold out for. I think that one of the purposes of having six members literally come over here to the legislative press room was to get the attention of leadership. And it clearly did, because originally, I think House Speaker Andy Tobin said, I'll just put it up. If they want to vote yes, they'll vote yes, they'll vote no, and then they have to live with the political consequences. But it certainly brought the issue to the fore, and it probably provided them with the leverage they need. And what it also provided Andy Tobin with as House Speaker is the ability to go back to his more conservative members and say, look, I need to add some money to the budget. It doesn't have to be a lot. But if we don't, they may go and work with the Democrats. And if you think this budget is expensive, where do you see what they come up with the Dems?
And Howie, very briefly, give us a quick update on what happened with the proposal allowing school districts to convert their schools to charters. That was very controversial.
Very controversial. Several school districts had figured out that charter schools get about $1,000 extra per student. And the reason has been charters are generally privately run, some for profit, some not for profit, but they don't have access to things like bonding and local taxes. Public schools have gone ahead and formed these, so they're getting their extra money, and they're getting, obviously, access to tax revenues, and it's at a cost of about $33 million a year right now. Senate President Andy Biggs said, you know, if we don't close this loophole, we're going to be at $100 million a year. We're going to bust the budget. So what they did is say, look, we will continue the $33 million for one more year, and then we will form a committee to decide what needs to happen next to charter schools, probably with the idea that if you have a public school system running a charter school, we will go ahead and force them to make the choice. Either you make it a traditional public school and lose the $1,000, or if you want the extra $1,000, then it has to be divorced entirely, so you're not also getting the local tax revenues.
Howie Fisher is Capital Media Services. Howie, thank you as always.
Very welcome.